Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are continuing our study in the book of Philippians, talking about others before self. And we are just really now getting into the substance of the letter, the first prayer of the book that really goes verses 3 through 11, but we've broken that apart into two sections. The Thanksgiving section is what we are focused on, verses 3 through 8, and today we're going to look at verses 3 and 4 of Philippians 1, where he says, I thank my God and all my remembrance of you always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy.
Yeah, this is, he's thanking God for the remembrance of the Philippian church here, and it kind of speaks to the relationship that Paul had with the Philippian church. Of course, we talked about before that, you know, this is going to be a very edifying letter to them, and how that he's wanting to address some problems in the Philippian church. But, you know, the reason why I think this is important for him is because he loves the church there, and they have a special kind of relationship. You see in chapter 4 that they were one of the main supporters of Paul whenever he was going through some missionary journeys as well.
Well, that and the idea of he's thankful for them in spite of any difficulties that are going on. And that we talked about in the introductory material that there are difficulties going on at Philippi. But, you know, one of the things that we sometimes, when the going gets tough, we just get going. And, you know, he's willing, because of the relationship that he's built with them, he's willing to invest in them. So he's still thankful to God for them. He knows the good that they're capable of. And as you said, that's been evidenced in the support of his ministry that they've given, but also the good that they've given in proclaiming the gospel, teaching others, you know, helping the church to grow. Yes, there's problems because they're dealing with people. But he's still thankful for them for that. And then he talks about in every prayer of mine. Well, this word that's translated prayer here has to do with a petition, a request that's made on behalf of someone else. So there's a specificity here that Paul really is thinking about them and wanting something for them. I think we'll talk about more about that when we get on into the letter, what he's probably been praying for them. But he's thanking God for them, but in the act of thanking God for them, he's telling God about, you know, just what this church needs, because he knows how much he needs this church, that community needs this church, and God needs that church.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, even though they have their problems, like you said, he's not giving up on them, which is what sometimes we try to do sometimes is we just ignore the problems or, you know, somebody else will fix it or they'll figure it out or something like that. And I think it's, you know, I guess another way of saying is that Paul loves them too much to let this keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to see them succeed, and that should be an attitude that we have as well. You know, none of us are perfect, and at times you're going to see, you know, maybe you're not doing things right or someone else isn't doing things right. And, you know, we talk about speaking the truth in love, but there's still truth that need to be spoken. So, you know, having both of that in that I love you, I'm thankful for you, I know the relationship that we have together, but you know, there's some things we need to talk about. And so he starts with going to God in prayer. Mm-hmm. Let's involve God throughout this process.
That's right. And there's another term in the original language for prayer. Again, this is not it. The ESV translates it as prayer. Some translations translate it as request. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. He's making requests on their part. He's wanting what's best for them. But in all of this, he says, I'm doing this with joy. The idea of joy or rejoicing we talked about is in all throughout this book. It's a key word in the book.
23 times, is that right?
I think that's right. And it's not something that, you know, he's not satisfied with where their joy is. Yeah, 23 times. He's not satisfied with where they are, but he still loves them, and he's still thankful for them. And, you know, again, we kind of, I think, sometimes have an all or nothing kind of attitude with people. Now, there's some relationships we understand that. In our family, we don't do that. You know, we don't write off hopefully you don't write off your spouse. You don't write off your children or your parents because you have some problem or things aren't perfect or whatever. If we thought about each other as brothers, as sisters, as God's family, then maybe we would be less likely to. But again, this is the first occurrence of this term joy, and there is joy when Paul thinks about them to a certain level, at least right now, because of what they've done for him and what he knows they mean to the cause of Christ.
Yeah, I mean, and it's hard not to, you know, just because of that relationship that's there. I can, you know, even whenever things aren't great, and certainly they're not right now with the Philippian church, and Paul knows that because he's going to address it, but, you know, it's hard not to still say, you know, but I still love you, you know, and to start off the letter that's going to end up becoming very personal and apparent when he's mad at them about, I think it's important to establish that relationship and say, hey, you know, again, this is still me. This is someone, you know, that's coming from someone that you know and that we love and we have this kind of personal relationship with. And so recognizing first the kind of the endearment there of their relationship and their history is going to be important. From the Philippians' perspective, it's going to come, you know, if the goal is change, the goal is not to write them up. The goal is to inflict some change here. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to come from better from someone that loves them and is caring for them rather than someone who's just, you know, trying to beat them over the head with this information.
And he'll get more into that history of that relationship in the next couple of verses, but that's our, we'll get into that tomorrow. I hope that you will be there with us for that. We are thankful that you've tuned in today, and we hope that you will like, share, subscribe, comment, put any questions that you have down. We'd love to hear those as well, but do all the things wherever you get podcasts or on social media to help get the word out about Scripture Spotlight. We hope that you'll tell others about this podcast. We hope most of all, though, that you will dedicate 5 to 10 minutes a day, whether that's when you're getting ready for work or driving to school, relaxing at the end of the day, riding a lawnmower throughout the day, whenever it might be. We hope that you'll spend a little time with a father and son digging into God's Word. You can eavesdrop in on our conversation, and hopefully we can, as we do so, just let the text be the star of the show and help us to see what God's message for our life is in His Word. Not going into the text trying to figure out how we can prove a point, but just simply what does the text say? Because here on Scripture Spotlight, the text is the star of the show.